Hey, everybody. Tim Evanicki here with The College Audition, back again with another episode of The College Audition Podcast, here today with my special guest, Danny Loftus-George, head of the acting department and interim president for the Norwalk Conservatory of the Arts. Thank you so much for joining us today, Danny.
Yeah, so happy to be here.
So we always like to get to know our guest before the program. So I'm going to start out by having you just tell us a little bit about your career and path that has led you to your time at the Norwalk Conservatory.
Oh boy, how long do you have? So I'm originally from Miami, Florida. When I was auditioning for schools, it was a very different time. Not a lot of resource as to where to go. I didn't have a Tim Evanicki in my life. So I was very unclear as to where I should go and what I should do. No college coaching there. So my mom took eight of us. We all shared one hotel room. And you know, we went to Chicago and just walked into a bunch of schools and tried to figure it out. And I ended up getting a scholarship to go to Boston Conservatory. I never really did musical theater. I'd always really been an actor, so I was pretty new to it, but I always sang. I did a little bit, obviously, in high school. Ended up going to school. It was great. Graduated, started working right before I graduated. Got my equity card while I was in school. Booked a bunch of things, had a great time. When I moved to New York City, I was doing a bunch of shows. I was a swing and dance captain. I ended up doing Sister Act, the musical, and working with Whoopi Goldberg and Jerry Zaks. And that was an unbelievable time in my life. Jerry is just so brilliant. And I learned a lot from him. From there, I was a little bit frustrated that I was staying in the ensemble. And so I asked Jerry, you know, what I should do. I asked for advice. I asked a whole bunch of people. And the advice was more education. But I already graduated from college. So I was like, what do I do? I started taking classes all over New York City. It was kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Some were too big. Some were too expensive. Some of the teachers were just not ideal. It wasn't an ideal learning environment for myself. And so I made my own class. Somehow I got other people to pay for it. I wasn't teaching. I think Jerry was my first teacher. I don't remember who my first teacher was. And we started classes, and I got to take them for free. And it was amazing. And then it started to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and the school grew to 6,000 students in New York City. And suddenly we opened in London and Amsterdam and Paris. We had outreach in Singapore. It just got crazy. We started to find that kids were booked Broadway shows from that school. It's called The Growing Studio. And they'd book these shows. And it was a lot of their, obviously, Broadway debuts. I got a call from a college in Texas. And they were like, hey, listen, you know, our first alum is on Broadway. And they said, you know, you helped them get there. Could you come in to the school and, you know, meet with our students? And so I did. Fast forward, I ended up helping with curriculum there, with showcase there, with bringing in different people from the city. And I've now done that at 47 colleges across the country. So I got to know the college landscape pretty quick. And I want to start by saying so many schools really get it right, and they do an unbelievable job. I think you can get an unbelievable education at any school, and there are great teachers everywhere, and there's great skill building no matter where you go. But the problem that I kept finding is a lack of opportunity. You know, with most other majors in college, you know, there's career services. How do we help you get a job? With most schools in musical theater, it's good luck. Or maybe here's a showcase and we'll see who shows up. That didn't make sense to me. You know, to spend so much money to go to school, to then not have a clear career path, I think that's why I hear parents talk of the backup plan so often. And sure, I understand the need for that, but I also understand that there are a multitude of ways of bringing an income and being a performer in this industry. And we really need to be focused on job placement, on introducing kids to the industry, on opportunity for students. And so we decided to build our own college. What a crazy statement to even say out loud. It's a little nuts. You know, I'm a kid from Miami, Florida, who just kind of had ambition and figured it out there. So we built a college. It is a not-profit institution, which I'm incredibly proud of. And we are the first not-profit college to get accredited in the state of Connecticut in 25 years. We have three majors here. I'll get to that, I'm sure, when you ask. I'm sure there's a process for this. I'm supposed to be talking about myself.
Yeah, this is all about you. We'll get to the program in a minute.
I don't know. I do the thing. I don't know what else is fancy about me. I was a Forbes 30 Under 30 finalist in education, so I really understand education, specifically arts education. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, it's me. That's great.
So, as one does, you built a college.
Yeah.
In Norwalk, Connecticut. Yeah. Tell us, it's not what I would call a classic college campus and experience. So can you tell us, we'll break down your majors in a minute, but just sort of give us an overview. Who are you and what do you do at Norwalk Conservatory of the Arts?
Yeah, there's definitely an identity here. It's definitely a little bit of a brand. A lot of the kids coming into the program have already worked professionally at the highest level. You know, whether they were kids in Broadway shows or led national tours or, you know, have been in television and are already repped by an agent. A lot of the kids that come in don't want to go halfway across the country because they want to keep working. We're kind of the professional performing arts school, but for college, I would say. That's who we are and how we exist predominantly. There are kids that come in from all walks that are more ready than others. But I would say, you know, our program is incredibly rigorous. It is a true conservatory program. Yes, you do earn a degree here, so you get an associate's degree. It's a two-year school. But my goal is for kids not to last the 2 years, right? Like if I could get them working now, that's ideal. I have kids doing 8 shows a week right now that are commuting to school every day because we're 45 minutes outside of Manhattan. Very, very different in scope. Campus life is definitely different. You know, we have several buildings on campus. There's dormitories on campus. But the train station is a block away from school, maybe 2 blocks away from school. It's about a 10-minute walk total from the flagship to the station. It takes you right into Manhattan. It's where kids are auditioning all the time. A lot of them already have agents. So campus life is less about let's go hang out at the quad and far more about let's get a job. It can be a little intense.
Yeah. So what are the three majors that you currently offer?
Yes, so we have TV, film, performance, musical theater, and then a really unique major, which is musical theater dance.
Great. And you say 2-year associate's degree, so it's an AA in...
Yes.
What are the official titles?
Yeah, Associate of Arts in Television Film Performance, Associate of Arts in Musical Theater, and Associate of Arts in Musical Theater Dance.
Great. So let's break each of those programs down, if we can. Let's pretend I'm a freshman, a first year, on my way to Norwalk Conservatory of the Arts as a musical theater major. What does my first year look like?
Oh, boy, I hope you're ready.
I'm ready. So, I'm buckled in.
Every morning, we start with community warm-up. This program was derived from the LINC program. And what we learned from LINC was that it's all about community and building each other up and having that community moving forward when you move to the city. So we start with community warm-up with all majors, all years. It's an hour. Typically, it starts at 9, sometimes as early as 8:30, sometimes earlier. It's an intense physical warm-up. It includes dance, stretching, you name it, ropes, aerial silks. We tend to do it all here, strength training, and then a vocal warm-up as well. Past that, there's a variety of different classes. Now, most of these classes are taught by those working in the industry, and I mean working in the industry now. So casting directors that are currently casting are teaching acting for the camera, You know, our dance faculty, our choreographers that are associates on Broadway shows. So every day is different, but we have a ton of dance. That's definitely very, very heavy at NOCO. And then television film obviously is necessary for every semester. So that's pretty big as well. Mm-hmm. Every year is different, but we kind of throw you to the wolves. First year, mm-hmm. first semester, agents are coming in from week two. So we want you to be signed and working while in school. That's really the goal. So,
So as an associate's degree, I generally don't know the answer to this. As an associate's degree, are there gen ed classes required at all?
Those 2 years? Absolutely. So for, in terms of our gen eds, most of them are geared towards the arts. For example, our history is actually a history of television and film. And then you focus on performance of different periods in television history, which is pretty cool. Our humanities course is psychology. So that's very useful, obviously, for actors. Business skills is big for us. You know, we want kids to be able to, students to be able to graduate and have their own business and not rely on odd jobs, right? We want them to be safe and secure when graduating and know that they can build an income. So yes, there are gen eds, but almost all are geared towards the arts.
Beautiful. Yeah. So backtrack. I'm now a freshman first year.
Wow, sorry. You get younger and younger first year. Every day.
I know. I look terrible for my age. I'm a first year film and television major. Great. So what does that look like for me?
Yeah, same thing. Community warm up. No dance. Instead, it's replaced with yoga and commercial hip hop. Both intended to really free up the actor, which is really exciting and cool, I think, and innovative. You take playwriting, you take screenwriting, you're taking stage combat, voice and speech, acting for the camera, acting for commercials, a whole bunch of classes really geared towards performance in television and film. But we also understand the need for content creation and seeing that pipeline of success for television and film actors. So it's a big focus on content creation and performance.
Yeah. And boy, do I really look bad for this one. Musical theater dance major. My first year's musical theater dance major. This may be harder to wrap your brain around, but what does my first year look like there?
Yeah, sure. So you are taking acting for the camera, which is from TV film. You're taking all the core musical theater classes, but your dance is amped up. So you're taking more jazz, you're taking more ballet, you're taking tap, you're taking commercial hip hop, you're taking MT Dance Ensemble, which is a huge stamina course, so you have to sing and dance at the same time. So a ton more dance classes. You're required to take tumbling every semester. Wow. So yeah, we have a tumbling gym, which is pretty cool. We start with a forward roll, and then we get to aerials, walkovers, tucks, handsprings, you name it.
Amazing. Yeah. So it sounds like there's a lot of already cross training between those three majors. If you're experiencing one, you're kind of experiencing all of them, which is really cool.
Yeah.
How long have you been around? How long has Norwalk Conservatory of the Arts been a thing?
So we started with Link 6 years ago, and Link was a program built to take kids from other schools and really, you know, try to get the college right before we opened.
Right.
And from in the last 6 years, we've put 65 kids in Broadway shows, which has been insane. From the last year is our first 2 year cohort. So our first 2 year cohort started was, I guess, 2023 is when they came in.
Great.
Yeah.
So that's actually exactly what I wanted to know. So tell us how your first complete cohort. Give us an idea of what those students went on to do after leaving.
Totally. Well, they're still here, the first cohort, obviously. So they're in.
Oh wait.
Yeah.
I misheard you then. I'm sorry. I thought you meant you've completed one.
Yeah, you're good.
You've not.
We've had some unbelievable names come out of Link, right? And we knew that would be the case. We're confident in the kids. We kind of introduce them to the right people. We know what we're doing in this business. Who you know is everything, but being prepared is also everything. So, tons of people have come out of that program. Three of the four leading outsiders right now on Broadway are from the program, which is exciting. I throw a bunch of names at you, but I don't want to be known by those names. I want to be known as, you know, the school to go to if you want to do this damn thing. But
great.
The first cohort came in last year, and already some of them are already working in New York presently and commuting, which is a big task, but they're nailing it.
That's awesome. Yeah. So tell us about performance opportunities and how often. I mean, you're talking a lot about getting the kids off campus to do the thing. What, if any, opportunities are you offering on campus?
Yeah, it's actually hard to cast a show here because people are doing the thing and get paid for it. So you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
So we do two big musicals. One tends to be a major dance show. And then one is more geared towards singer actors, I would say, but you never know. So we do one in the fall and one in the spring. We do the 20-minute play festival for TV film majors, so they have to write their own plays, and then we fully cast them and produce them. We do a short film, which we submit to festivals as well, so the TV film majors shoot a short film. And then our electives are vast, and they all have performance opportunities. They culminate in performance. So, you know, we really want to not just put a blanket on everyone. We want to tailor to each individual artist. So our electives include the art of drag, guitar level one, guitar level two, songwriting, audio engineering, a whole bunch of different cool, innovative electives that culminate in performance of some kind.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. So tell us, we got an overview on what that campus looks like. You got a few buildings in Norwalk. But what is the student population? What's student life look like? I remind students that when they go to college, they're actually not in class more than they're in class. So what does life look like when you're at Norwalk?
That's a great point. It's a little bit different here. They're definitely more in class or sleeping. I think just because the amount of content here, they're long days here. So you got to really love it. But it's a very small student population. We only accept 16 per major. So it's very, 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 very tiny. And it's 2 years, of course. So there are 48 per year. We know that many of them will book work and come in and out, which is to be expected. So a total of 96 students. So very, very small there. Campus life is, again, a lot of work, a lot of auditions. I'm sure there is a robust campus life that I don't know about because I know kids have a great time here, right? I know that they're always doing fun things. There's tons of restaurants and open mic opportunities, and there's clubs that exist within the school. There's a huge podcast that they shoot as well called Noco Cafe. So there's a whole bunch of things going on here, but it's a very, very, very tight-knit student population. We really look after each other, which is really nice, and the students are incredibly close.
Mm-hmm. So dorm life, you mentioned there's a dormitory. Do most students live at that dormitory?
100% of students live in the dormitory. We actually only have one student from the state of Connecticut.
Oh, and just because we said that it's not a standard college experience, as one might think, is there a dining hall in that dorm? Like, what does all of that look like?
Yeah, it's a great question. So our dorm actually has kitchens, which is really helpful. It's the only school I know that first years have kitchens, which is awesome. Proud of that. In terms of dining hall, we don't have a dining hall. It is something that is being built, hopefully, for 24-25. It might be the 25-26 school year. We'll see. But in the meantime, you know, when I've seen a lot of schools come in and gentrify neighborhoods, and we wanted to make sure, especially after COVID, that we are working with our neighbors, working with the community as a nonprofit institution. So all of the restaurants actually take NoCo tree bucks. So you're able to load up your ID with funds to then pay at the restaurants. And the restaurants will then give students 10% off. So it's a meal plan that exists within those restaurants, but all those restaurants have student menus. So you can find food for as low as $8 a meal to as much as $25 a meal, depending on where you go.
Wow, that's really unique and cool. Awesome. So tell us a little bit about, you know, I think you've already covered this, but when you're out hunting for students, when you're out there auditioning the kids, who are the students that are catching your eye?
Yeah, so it totally depends on the major. So everyone is different. For musical theater dance, we tend to look for something very different than MT or TV film. You know, Ricky is the head of our dance department, is really looking for unbelievable dance ability. And that's from the beginning. So you have to come in as an unbelievably strong dancer. You know, if you are not giving me 3-4 pirouettes, it's probably not going to happen. We have a lot of kids who, you know, have been on So You Think You Can Dance. That level of dance is really what we're looking for, with ability to sing and act. So the singing and acting isn't as important as the dance ability. We know that we can get you to a certain place there. Marketability is huge. If we don't think that you're going to be able to work in the industry in the next 5 years, it's probably not going to happen. And then television, film, again, same thing, marketability is huge, but this is the hardest major to find people for. Ultimately, you know, you're looking for a kid who can understand TV and film performance, where everyone is really trained in stage. And so it's a huge shift to be cinematic. So we're really looking for someone who can make that shift or who has already made that shift. That's why so many of the kids already have, you know, co-star and guest star roles. And then for musical theater, I'm looking for weird. You know, that's probably not the answer you get the most often, but I'm looking for incredibly marketable, and different. I like uniqueness. No one is the same here. Everyone is just so different. I'm not interested in someone who's just going to work on Broadway. I'm interested in someone who is going to lead on Broadway. I'm interested in someone who's going to change the game. You know, we're looking for stars there. And stars come in all shapes and sizes. You know, you have the Laura Osneses of the world who immediately, when you think of a role, you think of Laura Osnes. And then you have the Kristen Chenoweths, who are 4'2" and, like, so bizarre, but you're like, this is brilliant. So we just look for stars, I would say. And we tend to find them in the most bizarre of places. You know, we search everywhere far and wide, but we tend to find a lot of kids that are like, I'm going to go be a nurse. And then you're like, no, you're not, because you're about to be a star. So really a whole range of people there, but that's what we look for.
So on the off chance that Kristen Chenoweth is listening, we know you're 4'11 and not 4'2".
But, hi, Kristen.
So tell us a little bit about what the application and audition process looks like.
Yeah, great question. So applications on our website, we do not take Common App. There is no application fee. That's huge for us. Audition process, my God. We don't pre-screen, which is difficult with the amount of people that we see. But ultimately, it's a live art form. And so it's incredibly difficult for us to pre-screen. We will, for a television film, we'll work with someone online, but we want to see you live if you're in for musical theater or MT dance. So we audition all over the country. I'm about to head to, we don't do New York Unifieds or LA Unifieds. We do Chicago Unifieds. So that's my next stop. We do auditions in Atlanta. We audition in Florida. I'm going to Miami in a couple weeks. I think if there's other places. We do, you know, we did combines this year. We did CAP this year, and we did PUA this year. But really, we kind of go all over, and we find people in the craziest of places. Oh, I do Booker T every year. That's a wonderful great event. You kind of find people everywhere.
And so for each of the majors, what are you asking the students to prepare?
Yeah, this is going to sound crazy, but I prefer the unprepared. So, you know, come in with material, but you already have that material from auditioning for colleges, so I don't really care what you bring in. It's really about us working in the room and seeing what you're going to do with it. So I don't really care. I think there's probably a formal answer here that admissions can probably give better than I can. You know, 1 minute monologue and 1632 bars of whatever. But that's I don't care. You know, ultimately, I want to know if you have what it takes. And I think all cars look shiny when you see them. I want to get under the hood, right? I want to see the engine, and I want to know how long, you know, what it's going to be. Singing something, showing me something shiny, just gets me excited, but it doesn't tell me if you can hack it or not. So, come in with whatever you want. The head of our music department can play any song from memory in any key. So, we'll probably just throw something at the wall and see how it goes. You know probably more material than you think you know. So having that exploration is pretty fun.
Oh, great.
And we get to know you as a human, which is the best part, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. So I usually wrap up these interviews by asking our guests to tell us something that they are looking forward to on campus in the next few months.
Cool. Well, we're in campus visit mode right now, so I feel like every day we're seeing a new perspective that we're excited about, which is cool, to come and like check out the school. That's very exciting. The thing I'm most excited about probably is the short film. We're starting to shoot that with an unbelievable creative team. And then we're doing cabaret as well in a couple months, which is very exciting. Open Doors Day is probably my favorite day. That's a chance for prospective students to come in and take classes with our professors and take classes with our students, which is just so cool. Because even if you don't end up here, just being able to share that magic and experience it is just so, so awesome. So that's probably what I'm most looking forward to.
Amazing. So, Danny, tell us if students or parents want to get to know more about Norwalk Conservatory that we didn't get a chance to speak to today. What is the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Yeah, definitely. I would say admissions is probably your best bet. So that's the email is really easy. It's admissions@thenorwalkconservatory.org. You know, and they always filter if there are things specific for me or Fred or another department head. They'll always send it over. But that's probably the best thing. They could probably answer most questions.
Awesome. Well, Danny, thank you so much for joining us today and giving us an overview of your program. Hopefully, we'll be sending lots of students your way soon. And we look forward to working with you again in the future as well.
Thank you so much. This is so cool. Thanks for listening.
Oh, my pleasure. We'll chat soon. All right. Have a good day.
For more information on the exciting training, workshops, and resources we have to offer at The College Audition, please visit us online at www.thecollegeaudition.com or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.